This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, November 25th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On November 20th, 9 Christians were attacked by radical Hindu nationalists in Chhattisgarh, India, reports International Christian Concern. The mob burst into a newly built church hall in Kushalnagar village during Sunday service. The radicals mercilessly beat the congregation, resulting in the hospitalization of 9 Christians. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13 says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed." Former Vice President Mike Pence gave mixed answers last weekend when asked about the federal codification of homosexual faux marriages. He said he personally believes in a biblical view of marriage, but also recognizes the U.S. Supreme Court's 2015 radical redefinition of marriage established in Obergefell versus Hodges. Appearing on Face the Nation on November 20th, Vice President Pence responded to a question from CBS correspondent Margaret Brennan.
"What about same-sex marriage? A number of Republicans are getting on board federal protections for it. Do you believe that you need to consider that when you talk about compassion?"
"As a Bible-believing Christian, I'll always hold the view that marriage is between one man and one woman. It was ordained by God. And that'll always be my values. But the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled on this in the Obergefell case.
So you don't think a federal law is needed, like a number of Republicans are now. We can disagree with
Supreme Court decisions, but we can't disobey them. I respect the pronouncements of the court. And I actually think it's just as important as we go forward as a nation that we make it clear that we don't believe in discrimination against anyone because of who they are, who they love, or what they believe. But at the same time, I think we need to make sure that we protect the religious freedom of every American that's enshrined in the Constitution, the ability to live, to work, to worship in a manner according to the dictates of your conscience. And I think we're getting there. I think we're moving forward as a nation, and I look forward to continuing to express my values, but express them with compassion for every American, whether they share my values or not."
The former vice president's comments came after House Resolution 8404, which will codify Obergefell's pro-homosexual marriage ruling, cleared a major hurdle in the U.S. Senate last week when 12 Republicans abandoned traditional marriage and joined their Democratic colleagues in voting to pass it in a 62-37 vote. The Heritage Foundation is investing $1.3 million in an ad campaign to highlight concerns for religious freedom posed by House Resolution 8404, now before Congress. Listen.
"Before Republicans can take over the U.S. House, liberals are hurrying to cram through their far-left agenda, and a few Republican senators are helping them. They're sneaking in a new law that would expose religious schools and nonprofits to lawsuits and attacks from the IRS, just because they believe in traditional marriage. It could close their doors, and it's wrong. Washington thinks you're not paying attention. They think you won't stop this attack on people of faith. Get the facts at heritage.org before it's too late."
In Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6, Jesus asked, "Have you not read that he who made them in the first place made them man and woman? It says, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and his mother and will live with his wife. The two will become one. So they are no longer two, but one.'" On Tuesday, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy called for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over allowing almost 4 million illegal immigrants to cross our southern border during the Biden administration, reports Fox News. If Mayorkas does not resign, McCarthy threatened to impeach him when Republicans take control of the House next year.
"If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry."
And finally, 48 hours after a gunman killed 5 people and injured another 18 in a Colorado Springs homosexual bar, NBC News senior reporter Brandi Zadrozny blamed conservative media, conservative pundits, and conservative politicians. Listen.
The LGBT community has been the main focus of this hatred. There is a pipeline. It starts from some smaller accounts online, like libs of TikTok. It moves to the right-wing blogosphere, and then it ends up on Tucker Carlson, or it ends up out of a right-wing politician's mouth. And it's a really dangerous cycle that does have real-world consequences.
However, the NBC reporter was dead wrong. The gunman, Anderson Lee Aldrich, was not motivated to shoot people inside Club Q by alleged conservative hatred of the LGBT community. Ready for the bombshell revelation dropped by his own attorneys? The gunman is non-binary, according to court papers submitted by his defense attorneys on Tuesday. Joseph Archambault and Michael Bowman, the state public defenders for the suspect, filed a slew of motions that included a footnote about Aldrich's identity, reports the Denver Post. The footnote states, quote, Anderson Aldrich is non-binary. They use they-them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as Mix Aldrich, end quote, as in MX period Aldrich. Mix Aldrich is a designation for confused transgender or non-binary people who do not want to be designated as Mr. or Mrs. In other words, Aldrich is himself one of the LGBT so-called community. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.